Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The radio home of the Buffalo Sabres. This is the Buffalo Sabres postgame show from our flagship station in Buffalo. Here's your host, Pat Malicaro.
Darlene there for Buffalo. Comes back to McCann. He'll drop it to Larson with a blast and scores. Adam Larson gets his third of the year. And the Kraken extend the lead to 5-3 with 9:35 to go in the third period.
5-3 at the time, 6-4 the final as Larson's shot goes off the foot of Tage Thompson and between the legs of Devin Levi for what was the game-winning goal. The goal of the game brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR. Welcome to the post-game show. I'm Pat Malicaro, and we'll be taking a listen to all the highlights in a couple of moments. We'll give you some final stats from the game as well. Get connected with you, our fans, powered by Verizon. Get your local Verizon store today. You can send me a tweet at PatWGR. As the Sabres open up this four-game road trip, the first game of the trip goes the way of Seattle 6-4. Alex Tuch would get a goal with about a minute and a half to go, 1:21 left in the game, made it within a one-goal margin, but the McCann empty netter would seal the deal for Seattle in their 6-4 victory. Before we get to some highlights and some final stats, let's check back in one final time with Paul Hamilton here on the post-game show tonight. And, Paul, the Sabres had their chances in the third period, especially an early power play chance. But, again, opportunities that really, you tell me if I'm wrong, I don't really remember a really good chance on that power play. Seattle was able to dominate that third period and walk away with 2 points.
Yeah, I mean, the Sabres did get a goal. I mean, to get Tuch scored, well, the 6-on-5, and they still had a little bit of time left before what was it, a minute 21, where maybe you can get another one and steal a point out of the game. But for the third time in the game, just 17 seconds after the Buffalo Sabres scored a goal, it was in their net. And it just, they are such a bad team. It, you know, the next shift after a goal is just horrendous many times, and it happened 3 times in this game. In the first period, Quinn scores, and then Hayden scores just 27 seconds later. It happens in the second period. Thompson scored. Alexiak scores 56 seconds later. And here the Tuch goal. And then McCann scores in the empty net 17 seconds later. And I wasn't real impressed with the effort on the, you know, you got Quinn on the wall. Easily lost the battle. And that allows McCann to get the shot at the empty net. So, where my question is, where's the desperation? You just tied the game. Why are you not excited? Or not tied the game. I'm sorry. You just pulled within a goal. Why are you not excited? Why are you not willing to do anything to win a hockey game there? In the second period, you just scored 2 goals to go from a 3-1 deficit to tie the game at 3. Thompson scores a goal. Nice effort on the goal. Why are you not excited about it? Why are you not willing to do anything to win a hockey game after that? Why 56 seconds later is it in your net? I mean, it just is beyond explanation what a train wreck this organization is.
And the Sabres dropped the opening game of the road trip 6-4 to Seattle. And you can go back to the first period when Quinn scores the first goal of the game, but it seems like the Sabres really didn't have their legs in that opening period. Hayden scores Stevenson later in the period, and the Sabres were never able to get back to at least even. I should take that back. They're not able to get it to a point where you can have the lead again in the game. And you just kind of sit here saying, for the majority of the game, Seattle was able to really kind of impose their will outside of periods here and there for the Sabres, maybe in that second period from time to time.
Yeah, exactly. And I think the positive of the first period was they got out of there only down a goal. I mean, they lost almost every battle. They won a battle early. Kulik on the first shift of the game, he had a great chance after great work by Zucker to get him the puck. He was in front. They weren't able to score. And then Quinn gets a goal. Krebs was around the net. So there you are. You're 5 minutes, 7 seconds in the game. You got the lead. Well, you had the lead for 27 seconds, but you had the lead. And then, those pretty much were the only battles they won in the first period. So as we chatted at the end of the first period, it's like, well, okay, you can sit in the locker room and goes, that was an awful period, but we're only down a goal. We got 40 minutes. Let's go. All right, let's wake up now. We came out west. We weren't awake for the first period. It's rare they get off to a bad start. That was last year. This year, they usually get off to pretty good starts. It's later in the game that the problem is. But they weren't there. And it's like, okay, now you just figure it out and go to the second period and, try to get yourself a goal there. But they had that early second period power play that you mentioned, that Stevens takes the holding penalty, 3:20 in, nothing doing there. And then Benson, right at the end of it, with 1 second left in that penalty, takes a penalty, and it's in their net because Beniers finds himself standing by himself on the power play, something the Sabres still haven't figured out yet, how to cover the front in the middle of the ice. And it's not like the coaching staff isn't trying, I'll tell you that. I'm not in the meetings, but Lindy Ruff has talked about the meetings, and I've watched practice. They're practicing trying to take the middle of the ice away, but this team doesn't seem to be able to take what they learn in practice and in meetings to a game very often, or at least take it into a game full time. They might take it into the game for spurts, but not full time. And it really reared his ugly head. There were loose people around the net and around the slot in the middle of the ice all game long in this game.
You mentioned Yuri Kulik had a couple of opportunities in that first period. He was activated off of injured reserve prior to today's game and started the afternoon centering Zucker and Thompson. And what an opportunity for Kulik. Ends up with 16:26 of ice time in the game today. What did you see overall from his game from the first period on?
He was the one guy that was ready to go, after he missed, 4 or 5 games with injury. And he had some spring in his step. He was ready to go. He got that chance right away in the first period, and he got another one in the second period. So he was ready to roll. Most of the Sabres weren't too good on battles in this game. I thought he was, and I thought he was skating well, where a lot of the Sabres looked like they were skating in mud in this game. But he was the one guy I would say, I liked his game.
6-4 the final. Seattle defeats the Sabres in the opening game of this 4-game road trip. Here on the post-game show, he's Paul Hamilton. I'm Pat Malacaro. And asked you about his play after the first, but I want to go back to Devin Levi as well. Recalled from Rochester, was on the ice yesterday and gets the start today. Ends up making 28 saves in the loss. What did you just think of his day overall coming up from Rochester?
I thought in the third period he looked like he was started to get a little more comfortable. I think it took him a couple of periods to get used to the speed of the game in the NHL as compared to what he faces in the AHL, where he was on a huge roll and actually is an all-star in the AHL going to play in the all-star game. But I thought it took him a little while to get up to the speed of the game. But in the third period he seemed to have it and made some good saves as they – well, they hung him out basically for the whole game. I mean, there were 2-on-1s and puck management was horrible and the goals had guys, standing there all by themselves for rebounds, guys standing all by themselves in the slot. You know, one or two maybe you'd like a save on. But, you know, he just needed to get back up to the NHL speed of the game, and I thought he did that by the third period.
And for those that maybe didn't join us in pregame today, what are your thoughts just in general on rewarding Levi for the season he's having? You mentioned an all-star for Rochester. He's played so well, getting regular, consistent time down there. Coming up, this is the second time we saw it. He played in a game against Toronto on a Sunday in Toronto. He joins the team out west now. To reward him and give him this opportunity, what are your general thoughts on that?
If the Sabres really, really needed points, I might be more for it. And I don't think Reimer, if you look at what he's done this year, he had the one really bad start, but overall his starts haven't been awful. Some of them pretty darn good, to be quite honest with you. And I'm not sure I would have exposed Levi to this team. I mean, he got an eyeful. I mean, they did not play well in front of him. And I don't think it was a great idea, to be quite honest with you. If they are sitting in their offices privately and think they're still in the playoff race, they're sadly mistaken. They're delusional. They are not in the playoff race. They are not going to leapfrog eight teams. I'm not even looking to see how many points they're back. I don't care if they were 5 points back. They're not leapfrogging eight teams. They're just not. It's not happening. So I don't get why you exposed them to this. Maybe you can say it's a reward for them. Maybe they weren't totally sure if Lukanen was going to be ready. But he did practice on Sunday, which is the day they left. But maybe they just wanted to be sure that Lukanen was ready. It's like, why he's here? Let's throw him in. Why not? Okay, that's fine. But this is a guy trying to find his way right now who just turned 23, you know, and still trying to find his way. I mean, he hasn't even played 40 NHL games yet. So, I honestly, there are more things to worry about this team than this, but I wouldn't have done it. Let's put it that way. By the way, Connor McDavid was just suspended 3 games for cross-checking, as was former Sabre Tyler Myers. It happened in the same game. I just saw that pop over my email here. So I didn't have Connor McDavid being suspended 3 games, despite he deserves it, but this is the NHL, and they don't like to put their stars out. But he just got suspended for 3 games.
And for the Oilers, that means he would not be available on Saturday afternoon, as that is the third of three games for Edmonton over this next stretch. So something to keep an eye on as this week goes along. Paul, the Sabres will be in. We'll wrap on this. The Sabres are in Vancouver tomorrow with the afternoon game today. You're out west already. Trip up across the border into Vancouver. But for all intents and purposes, the Sabres will be in Vancouver relatively soon. You know, not your traditional back-to-back, so to speak, on the road where you maybe play a night game and have to get in your hotel at 2, 3 in the morning. They'll be there with plenty of time.
Yeah, there's going to be no excuse that you're tired. Plus, it's basically, I don't know what the drive is. I don't know if it's equal to Toronto. It's not a huge, and they're not driving, but it's would be equal, basically, I think, going to Toronto, Buffalo to Toronto. I've never done the drive, so I don't know exactly how long it takes, and I haven't looked it up. But anyway, they certainly shouldn't be tired, and so they should be fine. I would imagine Lukanen will be back in goal tomorrow, whether Levi stays with the team on the trip or heads back to Rochester. If I'm concerned, he stays in Seattle. He gets on a plane tomorrow, and he comes back. You don't need him around unless you have a doubt that Lukanen's ready to play or his injury might crop up on him. That would be the only way I would keep him around. But being tired should not be an excuse for them tomorrow.
Well, Paul, I can tell you that if you're looking for something to do in the summer, taking the three-hour-ish drive from the Seattle-Tacoma airport up to Vancouver is very scenic and picturesque. I've done it. It's been about 10 years since I did it, but I have made that drive from Seattle to Vancouver, and it's pretty scenic. I think you might enjoy it if you need.
Okay, well, I'm glad you knew it. So it's about an hour more going from Seattle to Vancouver than it is Buffalo to Toronto. So it is a little bit longer, but still, it's not going to be a long plane ride. They're going to be there soon unless they have plane problems. And it's only 3:49 in Seattle right now. So they'll be within the hour, they'll be at the airport. And they being tired will not be an excuse.
10 o'clock face-off Eastern time tomorrow. We'll have pregame at 9, and looking forward to chatting with you once again on pregame tomorrow. Paul, thanks for your work today.
Sounds great. Take care.
All right, that's Paul Hamilton. I'm Pat Mellicaro. The Sabres fall to Seattle 6-4 today as the Sabres open the road trip with a defeat at the hands of the Kraken. Let's get you some final stats from the game today. As your stats of the game are brought to you by Level Financial Advisors, helping you retire better, visit levelfa.com. The Sabres, credited with 29 shots on goal in the game, did have 7 block shots of their own as well. On the flip side, Seattle, 34 shots and 12 blocks along the way. So the Sabres, at least attempted shots, right around 50, or just over 40 in the afternoon for Seattle, 34 shots on goal. 7 of those 7 block shots as well. Devin Levi makes 28 saves in the defeat today. 33 shots faced, 5 goals allowed. Joey DeCord goes 2-0 against the Sabres this year, as he was the goalie of record in the 6-2 Seattle win in Buffalo 9 days ago. DeCord, 25 saves on 29 total shots as he picks up the victory here this afternoon. Again, the final stats brought to you by Level Financial Advisors. Also, quick look at the power play update from today. There was only one power play in that third period. Andrei Burakovsky called for a hooking penalty. Sabres failed to convert. They'll finish the game 1 of 3 on the man advantage. Seattle also a power play goal. They go 1 of 2. Both of Buffalo's penalties coming in the second period. Yuri Kulik for slashing. Zach Benson for hooking. As your power play update is brought to you by Dynabraid. Dynabraid Jewels, proudly made here in Buffalo. Sabres fall 6-4 to Seattle. We will take a timeout when we come back, give you some final highlights, a look around the league, and get you set for the Sabres in Vancouver on Tuesday evening as well. This is the postgame show right here on the Bet 1520.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Looks to touch it back to the point, and that one might be trouble. Bjorkstrand against Power, and Bjorkstrand's gotten behind him. Bjorkstrand sends a pass across, and what a save by Levi as he got over. With a great save at the far post, and Larson gets it right back up ice.
One of the odd man opportunities that Devin Levi is able to come up with a big save on. The Save of the Game is brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers. For great deals on the entire Honda lineup, visit your local Upstate Honda dealer today. Welcome back into the postgame show. I'm Pat Malacaro. As the Sabres fall to Seattle 6-4 this afternoon, as the Sabres open up their four-game road trip. Hope you're staying warm and enjoying this Martin Luther King Jr. holiday today. Sabres will be right back at it tomorrow in Vancouver, 10 o'clock face-off Eastern time. We'll have it for you right here on the network starting at 9. We'll be back over on WGR Sports Radio 550 tomorrow with wall-to-wall Bills coverage today. Obviously, we are here on the Bet 1520 bringing you post-game and reaction to today's game. And again, want to get connected with you, our fans, powered by Verizon. Get your local Verizon store today. And Tom from West Seneca just checking in a couple of minutes ago, asking, you know, what it will take for the Sabres to put this next 60 minutes together. And it's a good question with this team. Today it was the start. We've seen a lot of times this season it's been the second or third period, second and third period at times. But for the Sabres today, got out to Seattle yesterday before skating. Sometimes teams will skate, head on the flight, and get to the next city. The Sabres actually deciding to leave Buffalo for Seattle first, skated yesterday in Seattle, and unfortunately for the Sabres, didn't quite come out with the same effort that you may have expected with the team being out there for a little bit extra time as well, but as a result, Sabres actually did get the first goal of the game, but then Seattle would answer right back. After Jack Quinn opened the scoring, Seattle would score each of the next three goals, and the Sabres eventually fall 6-4. Thanks to Tom for checking in. Again, we got connected with our fans, powered by Verizon. Get your local Verizon store today. We'll take a look around the league in just a moment, but first, let's listen to the highlights from today's game, as it was plenty of scoring on both sides, and as mentioned, it was started by the Sabres.
Along the blue line, scores! Thrown to the net, and that was tipped in. I do believe a wait and see, but it's a 1-0 Buffalo lead.
Jack Quinn with the goal as he took the shot from the blue line, tipped by a Kraken player through some traffic. Owen Power, Peyton Krebs the assist. 5:07 mark of the opening period. Just 27 seconds later, Seattle had the answer.
Throw it to the net with traffic there, and the Sabres get the lead. Seattle get it right back on a rebound of their own in front of the net as Hayden gets his first of the season, and we're tied at one.
John Hayden evens the game at one apiece, 5:34 into the opening period, and then again, just a couple of minutes later, Seattle would take the lead for good.
Here's Stevenson. Tries to spin it in front, and he does for a shot that's blocked. Rebound will come to Stevenson, and he puts that one in the back of the net with a quick release to give Seattle a 2-1 lead with 8:54 remaining here in the opening period.
Chandler Stevenson's eighth of the year. Oliver Bjorkstrand, one of the assists on the goal as well. Seattle would not trail the rest of the afternoon. That's thanks in part to a power play goal early in the second.
Veneers spins that one down to the goal line, gets it back again and scores. Give and go with Veneers scoring the third goal of the game for the Kraken. And it's a power play goal, 3-1 Seattle here in the second.
Seattle's lone power play goal of the day, Bernier's 10th of the season. Chandler Stevenson made the pass on the give and go. Vince Dunn an assist as well. But the Sabres would have an answer in the second period, trying to chip away at their two-goal deficit.
Dangles his way through, and then right out of the shooting lane, up top for Dahlin, and a blast scores. Dahlin with the shot, and I don't know if that was deflected or not. If it was, it was Zucker in front.
Yeah, it was definitely touched in front.
It is 3-2 Seattle. The Sabres get the power play goal to cut the lead to one.
And indeed, it was Jason Zucker, the one that had a piece of it on the way by. Rasmus Dahlin, Tage Thompson, the assist. Speaking of Thompson, helps even the score.
Tage Thompson works it around Schwartz. High slot, holds it. Rister scores! Tage Thompson puts that one to the net. And the Sabres have tied the game on that 74-mile-an-hour shot. With 4:22 to go here in the second period, it's 3-3.
Tage Thompson using a little bit of a screen in front of Joey DeCourt for his 20th of the season. Matias Samuelsson, Peyton Krebs the assist, but less than a minute later, Jamie Oleksiak puts Seattle ahead, this time for good.
Sabres have scored back-to-back goals here to level it up. Here's Wright. In front, scores! The tie-in last one as Oleksiak steps in. he gives the Kraken the lead back again with 3:26 to go in the second period.
Jamie Oleksiak's fourth of the year. Shane Wright, Jared McCann, the assists on the goal. No scoring until the third, when again, Seattle doubles the lead.
Darlene there for Buffalo. Comes back to McCann. He'll drop it to Larson with a blast and scores. Adam Larson gets his third of the year. And the Kraken extend the lead to 5-3 with 9:35 to go in the third period.
Larson with the goal. Jared McCann, Ellie Toivonen in the assists. Shot that went off the skate of Tage Thompson and eventually into the net. But with the goaltender pulled, the Sabres get back within one.
Dylan Cousins wins the battle. Paterka slides it in front. Cousins with a chance. Scores! Alex Tuck right in front of the net with a minute 21 to go. Has cut the lead to one. 5-4 Seattle. Hang on. The Sabres have a shot here.
5-4 Tuck's 15th of the year. Zucker, another assist in the game, another point in the game, that is. And Dylan Cousins, an assist on the goal as well. But again, just seconds later, Seattle has the answer to put things away.
Larson down low against Tuck. Oleksiak puts it up ahead. A shot at the empty net, and they do not miss. From the blue line, that was fired down the ice. McCann, I believe, is going to get this goal.
Jared McCann's 14th of the season. That's the end of the scoring tonight and helps Seattle to their 6-4 win. Oleksiak and Larson, the assist on the empty net goal. So Seattle picks up the win 6-4 today. You heard Paul and I talking about Yuri Kulik earlier. He's part of our injury report brought to you by the Orthopedic Center at St. Joseph Campus. Activated off of injured reserve earlier today. Was in the starting lineup for the Sabres. 23 shifts overall, including 15:03 of even strength time and even a minute 23 of power play time today. So plenty of opportunities for Kulik. Did take a penalty in the game today and 16:26 overall of ice time. And if you join us in pregame today, Ukko Pekka Luukkonen dealing with a little bit of an issue. Head coach Lindy Ruff saying it's just minor. We kind of expected Devin Levi to get the start today with him being recalled from Rochester yesterday and Ryan McLeod being placed on injured reserve. And Luukkonen was a scratch today as James Reimer served as the backup to Devin Levi. So for the Sabres, Levi got the start in goal and down a couple of players and even adding back Yuri Kulik as well from injured reserve. But it all results in a 6-4 loss to Seattle here today. Before we wrap things up here on the postgame show, let's take a quick look around the league one final time. It's brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys. Only one game currently going in the league where St. Louis has a 2-1 advantage over Vegas. Despite Tomas Hertl's 16th of the season, St. Louis 2, Vegas 1. They play 20 minutes out west. 7:30 faceoff tonight in Toronto. The Maple Leafs welcome in Tampa Bay, while the Islanders will host the Blue Jackets, and the Hurricanes are in Chicago for an 8:30 faceoff. 9:30 tonight, the Utah Hockey Club host the Jets as Winnipeg continues to lead the division out west as well. And the Kings and Penguins meeting at 10:30 tonight. This is the first home game for Los Angeles at Crypto.com Arena since the wildfires that have been raging out in California over the last couple of weeks. The Kings actually will have a pregame ceremony tonight to honor the efforts of the L.A. Fire Department and the first responders and everybody that has been really played such an instrumental role in getting those fires under control and honoring those that have lost so much out west these last couple of weeks. So the Kings, an emotional night tonight at Crypto.com Arena. A couple of finals from today saw the Bruins double up the Sharks 6-3, while the Wild 3-1 winners over the Avalanche. Now to football, where tonight the college football season comes to a close. The College Football National Championship just about 40 minutes away from kickoff in Atlanta. Ohio State and Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish and the Buckeyes, will kick off tonight for Ohio State, trying to get the second straight college football playoff championship for the Big Ten, while Notre Dame looks to pick up their first championship in several years. Also, a couple of notes from the NFL today is ESPN's Adam Schefter reporting that the Bears closing in on a deal with Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson. That deal has not been finalized or announced just yet. Also, Jeremy Fowler of ESPN noting that Robert Saleh is scheduled to have a second interview with the Jaguars this coming week, as he is one of several candidates that has been interviewed, which includes Buccaneers offensive coordinator Liam Cohn as well. But right here today, the Sabres fall 6-4 to Seattle. Opening game of a four-game road trip. They'll be in Vancouver tomorrow night. That'll be a 10 o'clock faceoff. I'll have pregame coverage over on WGR starting at 9, and that's when we will talk to you next. That'll do it for us here on this Monday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in along the way. For everybody in our broadcast crew, including our engineer, Tom Maddy, the game announcers today, Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray, for our reporter, Paul Hamilton, and our producer back in our Amherst studios, Evan DePasquale, I'm Pat Mellicaro. I'll talk to you Tuesday night right here along the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.